I'm just asking if any of the devotees have any questions this morning.
Guru Maharaj, what are the characteristics of the individual soul? You have spoken of devotional ego. What do you mean by that?
She's asking, what are the characteristics of the individual soul? And she said, you have made a term, devotional ego. What is devotional ego?
She may come nearer, you may go this side. Is she Parama?
Yes.
Inner ego is a serving image. We are living in this plane of exploitation. Here we are awake. Then, withdrawing completely from this plane of different subplanes also. Bhut, Bhuvasva, Maha, Jana, Tapa. All exploitation, more or less, Satya, Raja, Tama, three divisions. Then the plane of renunciation. Just crossing that plane of renunciation, that marginal plane, we have to enter into the plane of devotion. And our soul awakens there. Soul is now covered by mental and physical body. Physical body we can understand, and the mental body we can find in our dream, that no activity of this physical world, but mental, in dream we watch, we feel, see, do, all in the mental. And also sometimes in our imagination we can find that there is a mental world. But mental world is also produced by our exploiting energy, tendency. When all this exploitation endeavor is dissolved, this is cover, both subtle and gross cover of Atma, soul. And the soul is a unit rendering all service to the environment. And there is a plane where every soul is rendering service. Just as here the opposite, everyone wants to exploit another. There, just the opposite. Everyone dedicates himself for the environment as directed from the center. We want to be centralized. Now we are decentralized. Decentralized. Everyone wants the satisfaction of his own senses, running towards outside, sense satisfaction, sense pleasure. And there, everyone tries to satisfy the senses of Krishna. They are all attracted by his beauty and love. All running towards that, to satisfy the center. Jivir Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das. The real existence or acquaintance of Jiva is the eternal slave to Krishna. Slavery to the supreme good, that is not bad. Slavery in itself is not bad. We are slave to our senses, material senses, sense pleasure. But we must withdraw from there, and we shall try to reinstate in a position, ourselves in a position from where we can stick and we can satisfy the sense pleasure of Krishna. Who is our Lord? We are slave to Him. And He is absolute good and beauty. All good. All good. No reaction. We are under reaction. Whatever we do, we are punished by that because exploiting others. At the cost of others, we try to enjoy ourselves. But that is bad, that is reactionary. And there, we are giving everything for the center as absolute Lord. And everyone is thriving. That is in the general. Any other question on this lecture? You may ask. Is it clear? Am I clear? Or further question here?
It's not clear to her. She has another question.
What are the characteristics in the pure state? What makes one individual soul different from another?
There are five kinds of posing in the service of Krishna. First, the lower is Shantarasa, our Nishtha. We can keep our own individuality to a certain extent, but subservient of Him, Shantarasa. Passive service, not active. Then the next stage higher is active service, as a servant always waiting for His dictation. And whatever He wants me to do, I shall do that. That is Dasya Rasa, Santo Dasya. Next, Sokha, service, but confidential service, as a friend to friend. You and myself as if in the same plane, and you want service from me by praying with me and by cutting jokes with me in many ways. That is also a service, friendly service, friendly.
Yes.
It's just the...
Stop it now. Friendly service, confidential service, that is Sukha Rasa. And then the fourth stage is Vatsalya Rasa. The parents are also servants, though ostentatiously they seem to be guardian, with father, mother as a guardian, looks after the welfare of the child, but that is also a form of service through affection. Center is the son, and the father, mother, they are looking after the satisfaction of the son always. So that is that filial affection, that is also service. This is the fourth higher stage. And the fifth stage is called this Madhura Rasa, the sweetest of all. And that is called consorthood. He is the Lord, that is of two kinds, Sakya, Parakya, marriage or unmarried. Anyhow, He is my Lord, and I am at His disposal. I want to serve her. Any sort of service He may exact from me, I am ready for that. This is Madhura Rasa service, found. The whole thing found in Vrindavan in its full-fledged form. The Yamuna, the jungle, the tree, the hill, they are of Santa Rasa. Bachelor also, so many servants working in the family of Nanda. They are drawing water, collecting woods. They are also, many other things are what is necessary for the heavenly matters that we are servants. And the friends also, the cowboys, went to in the pasture ground, and they are also pleased with Krishna sometimes. They are carrying Krishna in their shoulder, and sometimes they are himself sitting on his shoulder. In this way, in the basis of equality, but they are trying to satisfy Krishna wholesale. They do not want their own satisfaction. Then Vatsalya Rasa Nanda Yasoda, they are so very anxious and earnest for his feeding, for his keep up, and many other things. They are as sun, they are every night they are moving only to satisfy him. And the gopis also there, in their way, they are also trying to satisfy his desire. In this way, full five rasa is found in Vrindavan in its highest form. We are told, we have got our inclination and natural inner tendency to go to that place. Sarupya sabar hai golokete sthiti, reality the beautiful, the absolute good, anyhow to be utilized by him, that center, as our guardian. However he wants to accept me in his service, we must be try to be at his disposal as he likes, anyhow. But in the inner existence, we have got our specific characteristic, and when we enter that domain of service in general, gradually doing the service, our inner agreement comes up and takes me to that section of sadhvitas. Attraction for a particular group of sadhvitas, and then gradually I try to mix with them, and we get also some sort of external training, and the inner heart approves it, and gradually I am engaged in the service of my Lord direct. Back to God, back to home. We are now wandering in the foreign land. With the help of the mental and physical body, we are floating in an undesirable plane, and thinking there is also many desirability, and running after phantasmagoria. But ultimately it cannot give us satisfaction. There is great reaction here. So, wandering through all these undesirable elements, amongst, if by chance our energy are utilized by these agents of the Lord, that accumulated gradually takes us nearer, and we have some form of inquisitiveness comes within our mind, that this is all matter, janma, matu, jara, badhi, birth, death, and infirmity, and the disease. Everywhere here we find. So I want to get out of this uncertain position. My inner hankering due to Sukriti for that unknown and unknowable, the reality of my highest imagination attracts me, and I am out of my house to search him. Wherever I can get the clue, I try to enter there. But the inner, according to the inner intensity of our awakenment, we are mad to find out him, the Lord of my heart. This way. We have got something within that is covered, and to cover ourselves by our devotional activity become thinner and thinner, and ultimately it disappears, and our inner arrangement takes us to a particular. Suppose when the body is the body of clay, it keeps me on the material plane, but if the body drops down, now my mind does not find any necessity of this hard plane to stand. It can roam in the mental world. So when mind also drops down, the mental system, the soul, most fine thing within us, that automatically goes to that plane of soul, which is made of soul, of that stuff, and the super soul, Paramatma. In this way, the higher and the finer position we can attain. And here, Dhanisha Sarva Bhutanam, that is night to us, darkness to us now, and we are wakeful in this gross world. This is day, and that is night to us. And when we shall be able to reach that plane, this will be night, and that will be day. There we shall live and move and do everything to our heart satisfaction. Our life will be fulfilled. We shall be degradation. Comparison is possible whether this just as man he earns money by thieving and committing dacoity. He feels satisfaction there, and there is also another man who gives everything to the people, to the poor and the others. He also feels some satisfaction in the heart. But there is difference between these two satisfactions, two kinds of satisfaction. The satisfaction of a lover and the satisfaction of a patriot, satisfaction of a man who gives everything to others. The qualitative difference there of satisfaction, good or bad. So also, this is all erroneous, all suicidal, all drawing reaction, mischievous reaction. And that is just the opposite. We can feel it by comparative study, that is so high and this is so low. This is matter. Anything more? Am I clear? Our inner arrangement, the arrangement of our soul, transcending this body consciousness and both the mind consciousness. Mind is also a member, a subtle member, a higher member of this material engagement. Both body and the mind must be dissolved. And also, the outer cover of the soul that is connected with renunciation. The inner arrangement of the soul takes us to the higher stage. Higher stage. We have to enter into higher plane as a servant and not as a master. The very plane is of made of superior stuff than I myself am. There only as a servitor we can enter for the interest of that land. Visa is issued to those that are not detrimental to the country. No visa is granted for any enemy of the country. So we shall get visa of that land when we will be considered that we will going there, entering there to contribute something to the country. And the master of that land is Krishna. As much as I can find out within me attraction for him, pure and intense. I will be adored there. They will come and adore me. Oh, she has got so much affection for our Lord. So she or he must be taken nearby and to render her heartfelt service to our Lord in this way. Okay. Krishna Kinkar. Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu have given this news to us, this loving and most highest prospect of our life. The highest prospect of our life is here, there. And who helps us to attain that life of prospect, they are our friend. Otherwise, others are our enemy. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Gauriya Math, our Guru Maharaj did not come to give supply to the clothing and the food. But the standard of living, the prospect. Sindhanta Vishri Amritasya Putra, the Upanishad, in clarion call, it announces, your son of immortality, Amritasya Putra, immortal and sweet, sweetness and immortality, is within you. You are of that stuff. Where you are wandering in this land of clay, filthy clay, rotten clay, you are wandering here. But you are not made so low. Your place is high and pure and sweet. Come home. Your home is there. You have claim, your inner claim is within you to live there. You are created with right to live there. Why do you misuse your energy and suffer so much? Gauri, Gauri. Sandantu Vishri Amritasya Purta. You all sons of nectar, why are you flooding in this clay, in the mud? Come up. That's the clarion call of Upanishad to all of us. Next Mula told, what wealth the Indian Upanishads, they contain within it. If the whole world is fed, they will be all rich, but not a speck, not a point drop will be finished. It will be as it is. It is also said about this vidya, learning, in this learning. Gatibhid bantane naiva, chauri napi na niyati, no dani no khayam jati vidya ratnam mahadhanam. It is a praise of learning. The Gatibhid Bantane Naiva, when the relatives, different parties, they come to divide the common properties. But this learning, the scholarship cannot come in the division of the amongst the parties. Can't be divided. Gatibhid Bantane, chauri napi na, thief can steal anything and everything but can't steal our learning, our education, knowledge. Can't, no thief can steal. Chori na bhi. No dani nukhayam jati. And so much so, that other things, if you give it, then it diminishes. But this vidya learning, if you distribute to others, it won't diminish, rather increases. By transferring to others, your learning will be enhanced, not diminished. So devotion is higher than that. Then how qualification should be there? Devotion, the love of the Lord. As much as if you can throw out, you will get more His grace. Oh, He is my agent. Swami Maharaj engaged you to sell the books, distribute the books, and collect book distribution. Give it to all. They will be benefited. Distribute volume. Mahaprabhu told, jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you find, you advise him, remind him, try to remind him about his loving Lord Krishna. Why do you suffer? You have got such a benevolent and a great Lord, infinite resources, and why you suffer here? You're most wonderful. You all suffer, and your master is so rich, so something is wrong within you. You don't want him. You don't want him. You want this clay. You have this clay. Try to collect your attention towards him. He is very, very benevolent. He surely will take you up. And all your troubles will disappear. Just as a madman, when his attention is drawn towards his home, a recollection comes, he is relieved. Otherwise, no man, no friend, wandering on the street, a madman. But madness is clear. He says, oh, I am so and so. I have got my home, I have got my children, my parents are well provided, bank balance. But as long as he is mad, nothing moving, running, bumping, all these things, but meaningless. But the moment he gets back his previous consciousness. He said, oh, I have got everything. Why I am wandering in the street? Gaur-hari-gaur, nisai-gaur-hari-gaur. So the process they have recommended, what is necessary to go back to our home, take his name, try to mix with the sadhus. Their confidence may be more and more intensified. Try to engage yourself as much as you command your energy for the service of the Vaishnava, those that are representation here, through whom things can reach there, to come in this connection and to give some energy through him to the Lord, to my Lord. To increase his more attention towards me. In this way we have to try. Then a day will come when we shall find that the Lord's mercy has come down in me. I feel with the tears of my eyes, oh Lord, how I could stay so long without you. Fortune, what misfortune to me away from you, my master, my loving Lord. and so many friends will come. Why are you here so long? Eh? Come, come, engage yourself in the service. Eh? Do this, and I shall help you to take it to them. Come, why are you here? Eh? Absconded, the madman absconded, and when we come with memory, previous memory home, the home members will come, oh, my son has come back. How he could come here? Where you were? We were in worry so much for you. We searched for you in so many ways through the newspaper, all these things by we all paid. Now you have come, our home is full with enjoy. Gaurhari, Gaurhari. It is mentioned when this person of servant class comes, Krishna first touches, gives him the touch of his feet. Then when the servant class touches, gives the touch of his feet to him, and the friendly class, then he gives his hand to him, touched by the hand to hand. And the vatsalya section, the filial, then the kiss. Krishna gives a kiss to their parent, mother or father, the kiss, chumbam. And in the madhura rasa, a devotee comes back, he embraces her. First, this is the sign of first acceptance. Gaurhari Bol, Gaurhari Bol, Gaurhari Bol, Gaurhari Bol.
Bhakti Siddhanta called this book distribution, book publishing, the Brihat Madanga.
Yes, so the press, Brihat Madanga. Its result goes far and far away. The sound coming from the mouth, it can go a few years. Kirtan, or the madanga, the sound of the madanga, that also few years. But the book can go far and far away. The sound in the press produces the books, and the book can go to any distance. Brihat Madanga. Sound visualized. Visualized sound. And that can be transformed into sound to the eye and the brain. The book is read, sound, it can produce the sound again, anywhere and everywhere.
It's a telephone from Goloka.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Kinkara Prabhu is asking how, if he is to preach to others who are not aware of the presence of the soul in the lower species of life, how to prove to them the existence of the soul in the lower species of life, how to present it to them.
Lower species means? Meaning the creepers.
Animals. In other words, trees, cows, cows.
That is not, preaching is not possible for us direct to them. The higher type of Vaishnava can do that, as we find in the case of Mahaprabhu. When he, from Puri, he went to Vrindavan in the jungle, he jumped, he danced with taking Krishna Nam, and the tigers, the deer, and the elephants, they also began Krishna, Krishna in their own sound. Because Mahaprabhu's vibration was so deep and intense, they can reach the piercing the animal coating also into the soul. Soul's function is to chant Krishna and dance. But that is thickly covered. So very deep and fine vibration that can reach there, like X-ray, piercing the cover, it can, the ray can enter. So the finest vibration can enter through the wall of the thick mind and the body. So that kirtan is possible from that position. Otherwise we can give them as much possible using them in the service. What is acceptable by Krishna, this, the vegetable we can collect and offer to Krishna. The cow milk we can devote. The bull we can utilize in the cultivation. The dog in the for the watch affairs. In this way, as much as possible to connect them with Krishna, we can do. But there are so many human beings of different language. Whatever near me, I shall try to. Once when I was in Madras, in charge of that mart, Ramakrishna Mission Center was already there. One preacher, he came to me. You say that you want to only to dispute Krishna Nam, Krishna Katha. But a people is dying and suffering from disease. You don't go to help them from the, like Ramakrishna Mission. If he die, then to whom he will speak about Krishna? That was his question. I told, suppose there is a famine and the government has sent some food for all. And I am engaged in distributing the food. And the mob is all around. And some runs away for something. Then what should I do? I shall, those that are present, I shall distribute the food to them. Or stopping that food distribution, I shall run and to catch them, catch him here. I shall waste my time and energy to, by running to take him here. Or as much the stock is here, I shall continue distributing the food. What should I do? Then you told the person, you must distribute them. And then, so many are here around me, thick crowd. I am speaking Harikatha to them. One man is dying, that means he is leaving the present position. Should I go run after him, wasting my time? I am distributing all this. Whoever is in my front, he would catch it. He would take it, receive it. So by living the distribution, I must not run after a doctor to cure one or to recommend medicine. Because the Amrita is here and I am always distributing and so many men around me. Why should I leave the duty of distribution and run after some other duty? It is immense. My stock is also enough. And the men to receive my this ration is also not in want. Then why should I lose my time for another wild goose chasing? You are stopped. Whoever I am finding, I shall have not to run hither and thither. There are so many men, and so many. I want to go to Latin English and go to the apples, to the English people. So many Bengali knowing, I shall try. Then, if any English knowing come, and if I already acquired English language, then of course I may use that. There was an instance in Gaudiya that the tiger is there, and instead of running away, if you go to collect a stick, you go to cut a bamboo stick and to deal with the tiger. In the meantime, tiger will finish you. So, in whatever sthane sthita, in whatever position I find myself, from there I shall try my best to utilize me for his service. I don't waste my energy that I shall learn this language, I shall collect some money, then I shall utilize it. That is waste of time. There's no end of any position. And in acquiring language or acquiring wealth or acquiring physical strength, no end. So don't waste your energy, wherever you are, from there, as much as you can, you engage yourself fully. The Hanuman, they went to build up the bridge with big pebbles, stone chips, and the cart barely, you know, Ramchandra Shetubandhan, the squibble, only wet his tail, and coming and whatever the sand is in the wet tail is carrying that. That has got its value. The quality is necessary, the earnestness is necessary. No amount is, no quantity is big in the calculation of infinite. Quality takes us higher, not quantity. Whatever I am, and I shall do in my own way, but I must not be a miser, miserly in that. That is what is wanted.
So how to convince the human beings of the presence of the soul in the animals? That is his, he wants to know.
Why should I am so eager for the animal.
No, but he wants to, because in the West they are killing so much the animals, especially the cow. So much of our...
So cow killing to, I am not a member of to... to the association of Save Cow Committee. I am a member of Krishna Consciousness. What is I am, I am to deal with that. Not only the members, there are so many associations. The joints and the so-called Hindu, they may be very much easier for cow-killing associations. Don't kill cow. But we belong to the, to other plane. Other plane. What the question of cow killing. Krishna says in Gita, if one can face the whole Brahmanda, destroy the whole Brahmanda, including cow, including Brahmin, including sadhu, still he does not do anything, and no reaction comes, can come in him. There is such a position. Such a position. Try to attain that position. And that is not the also the highest. Mm. But through that, you have to pass through that. Self-abnegation. Don't allow yourself to be a member of this physical world. Physical world. Physical, good and bad. But this fear, try to take, make yourself aloof from the physical relativity and be a member of that nirgun, nirgun. Good or bad, in calculation here, both is false. Both false. So only engage yourself in distributing Krishna. You try, and don't lose your energy, invest your energy in any business of lower profit. Always try to dispute Krishna Katha, that you are connected with Krishna. Your connection is with Krishna. If 1,000 times of death and birth, we have to undergo to reconnect us with